There we go. Hey guys, what's going on? I'm back. All right, I'm back. UC is eighth. I'm kind of surprised with the eighth ranking, but not really surprised with them playing Georgia in the Peach Bowl. We knew that a month ago. So that's not all that surprising as far as the bowl game we're going to being eighth. That, you know, I would be seven, which is kind of funny because I was thinking if we are seven, when they started the college football playoff rankings, we were six, and then we'd be, seven. But we're eighth. It is what it is. I'm trying to put the link up so you guys can comment, do a live chat. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully, you guys can do the chat right now. If you can, somebody type something and say, yes, you can. You can comment or whatever. So, yeah, I'm on Bearcat Country, which is awesome. That's what I want to be on. Anyway, what's your guys' thoughts on what we just saw? UC playing Georgia, eighth in the country. I don't think it's – I'm kind of glad I'm playing Georgia. I really don't want to play Florida. Not because I'm scared of Florida, because we've played them in a bowl game already. So I was kind of hoping that we would play somebody else, you know, and – just to have a different, we played Florida, in the Sugar Bowl 10 years ago. Not that I'm scared to play Florida, but just because we've already played them. Now, one thing people have been talking about on Bearcat Country is what happens next year. All right, next year starts now. I mean, in the Peach Bowl, hopefully we go and we do good and we beat Georgia, or at least it's close. I'm hoping we beat them. And at least it's close. And then you roll into next year. Hopefully we have a regular season, full season, and UC is playing. They're playing Notre Dame, and they're playing Indiana. Now, the thing is, now if they start – I'll go back to this. If they beat Georgia, I think there's a very good chance to start out next year that they are in the top 10. Because if you're in the season, let's say, like I said, we're eight now. Say we beat Georgia and they put us – put us at seven to end the season, or somewhere, we'll be in the top 10. We should be in the top 10 starting the season next year because we're not losing a whole lot of players, plus the schedule we have to play. So the thing is, next year, if they go undefeated, they have to go undefeated no matter what. But say they beat Notre Dame and they beat Indiana, and then you lose to Central Florida or Memphis or something like that, then they're out. So, and it's going to be really, really hard to go undefeated for two consecutive years. I don't care what conference you're in. That is hard to do. And on top of that, if you beat Indiana and you beat Notre Dame in that year, next year, I don't know how they can keep us out if that all happens. That's, I think, a big if. But let's just concentrate on what we have in front of us right now, which is the Georgia Bulldogs. And somebody said, Jeremy told me, he goes, I think we dodged a bullet. You guys mean the Bearcats, not playing Florida with the way their offense is going. And we may have. I mean, Georgia's, they're down this year. It's a winnable game. I do think we could beat them. The thing is, it's going to be in Atlanta. So it's going to be almost a home game for Georgia, So there are going to be more Georgia fans there probably than Bearcat fans. Hopefully Bearcat Nation will show up and we can actually represent our school. And what's up, Jeremy? Hopefully we can represent our school. Just talking the UC versus Georgia. And right. I'm just saying that it's basically going to be a home game for Georgia, basically. I mean, they're in Georgia. I mean, yeah. So it's going to be hard for – I think it's going to be a tough game for UC to win. I think it's a winnable game. I think Georgia is down this year. I think they have a shot at beating them. And that, like I said, I started the show. I said, next year for the Bearcats starts now. Setting the tone for next year starts now. Will you beat Georgia and you end the season in the top 10, which they will if they beat – if they beat Georgia. Now, if they lose to Georgia, they might drop us out of the top 10. They could. So you got to beat Georgia. And I think you're in the top 10 to end the year, and you're probably in the top 10 to start the year because we're not losing a whole lot of players. But like we're saying in our you, me, and Mike were talking in our little group chat that for next year for UC, if they beat Georgia, and just say for instance they beat Notre Dame and they beat Indiana, they can't turn around and lose next year to Memphis or Central Florida. They're out. They got to go undefeated again, on top of beating Notre Dame and Indiana, and hopefully beating Georgia this year. They got to do, for me, they have to do all of that. They do, if they do all of that and they go undefeated, then there is no way. There's a way, but it'd be a complete crock of crap if they kept them out, you know, next year. If that'll happen, that's really hard to do to go 2 years undefeated.
Yeah, it would be a complete embarrassment to the committee, and in my opinion, if you guys can have a solid victory over Georgia, and Georgia's a beatable team. Florida's playing pretty good. They gave Alabama. I mean, I'm glad y'all are playing Georgia. So I think you guys can beat Georgia. And that's kind of what I was saying on the show the other day. I know this is just a little impromptu thing. I won't be on here long. I'll let you do your thing. But, you know, we were talking about the past, and, you know, me and Uncle Tony got into it a little bit about the past. But that's what the committee looks at. And it is what it is. It's just they look at what you did last year. Did you go to the playoffs? Did you go to the finals? Did you go to the championship? What'd you do? How many wins? It's just the way it happens. So you guys were undefeated this year.
Yep.
You won your bowl game. They kept moving you back every time you won.
Right.
Yeah. And then
we go undefeated. We go backwards.
Yeah. And then the top six was announced, and I was thinking for sure Cincinnati's six. They got to Oklahoma. And I'm like, what?
They now, have two losses.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, and we'll get into this a little bit tomorrow. But, you know, our wonderful, idiotic commissioner for the Big Ten changed our date from 21 to 17. 21 days can't play to 17 days can't play.
Yeah, if they have a COVID positive.
Yeah, yes. As soon as they're tested. Yep. Yeah. So we're probably going to go into Clemson with another, most likely most of our guys still out, and that worries me. And we'll get into that.
I'd be worried about it too. Clemson looked last night. Clemson looked like the best team in college football.
They look
damn good.
Yes, and it looked like the Buckeyes need. They're going to have to be fully loaded to beat this team. And I just don't see what's 4 days. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life that came out of the Big Ten from Kevin Warren. So anyway, we'll get into that tomorrow. But yeah, we can keep on with the Bearcats for a second. And then,
all right. John said, just joined the video. So apologize if you already talked about this already, but what do you think the chances are of Fickell will be coaching a Power Five school within the next couple of seasons? I think it depends on what the school is, because from what happened last year with him turning down Michigan State, and he thought about it. I mean, it was a big choice, but for him to turn that down, I think it's got to be the school. And I know Jeremy hates this, but one of the schools will be Ohio State. The other school will be Notre Dame. I don't think he's leaving for that, but I'll put it to you this way. If he keeps getting screwed and he does everything he can for his team, being the Bearcats, to get into the college football playoffs, like let's just say, for instance, next year, say everything goes perfect for the Bearcats. We beat Georgia in the bowl game. We go undefeated next year. We beat Notre Dame. We beat Indiana, and they still keep us out. He might be gone after that because there's absolutely nothing he can do to get into that. And there's no, and like I said, my fear is they might do that to the Bearcats. It's a big get, because going undefeated for 2 years is hard. Central Florida did it, but Central Florida didn't play Indiana, and they did not play Notre Dame in those 2 years undefeated. I think the year after that, they started playing other schools, but they weren't as good as they were before. So it's
good. Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, and on top of that, you know, I don't think he is good. is anxious to leave Cincinnati? Because right now, the Buckeyes have Ryan Day. You know, Alabama's got Nick Saban, of course. Dabo Sweeney. You know, all these Jimbo Fisher. You know, so
Brian Kelly at Notre Dame.
No, Brian Kelly at Notre Dame. You got Illinois. They just let go of Lovie Smith.
Lovie Smith, and I don't think, and I don't think Illinois is a better job than Cincinnati. I mean, facility-wise, UC, if you've ever seen UC's facilities, they are top-notch. Basketball and football, they are as good as anybody's in the country. You know, so the only reason he would go, the only thing that Illinois has that Cincinnati doesn't is they're in the Big Ten. That's it. But then you got to go through Ohio State, who is the no offense, is the darling of the Big Ten and the darling of the college football committee. They want to get, you know, they want to get them in there. And then if Michigan ever gets their heads together, and if Penn State actually has a normal Penn State year, you know, it would be hard for Luke to do what he has done in Cincinnati, to do that in Illinois, just because of the way the conference is and how far down Illinois is right now. So I don't see him leaving for Illinois. And Tony says Illinois already got a coach. So, all right.
It'd be a total rebuild. It's going to be a total rebuild job anyway, and I wouldn't see Pickle even batting an eye at him.
Whoever you are, please do me a favor. Go to Sports with Strawberry Ice, the YouTube channel, and subscribe. I would greatly appreciate it. And comment there so your name pops up and I know who I am talking to.
Yes.
And yeah, UC facilities are 100%. I mean, they are very – I've been through – like my dad a couple years ago had UC season tickets. I mean, he had season tickets for like 10 years. And then the grandkids got busy and he couldn't go to the game, so he let him go. But anyway, before this is probably, I don't know. This was actually before they redid Shoemaker and it's Fifth Third Arena, basketball arena. When we went and just saw the facilities, the locker room, weight room, all this stuff of the football team. And dude, it's legit. I mean, honest, I've never been in Notre Dame's or Georgia's or anybody's like that, but it's pretty good what UC's got. So, I mean, the only thing UC doesn't have is the damn conference. That's it.
That's why I jumped on, Jeff. Just real quick, because I know you want to talk about your Bearcats, and we'll get into everything else tomorrow. But I posted something on Bearcat Nation, and if you guys
Bearcat
check
Country.
It out,
Nation's the other group.
My bad.
It's your group, and you don't even know what the name is. Sheesh.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, keep looking for that Bearcat Nation, guys. It might take you a while. Anyway, Bearcat Country. Bleacher Report did the football committee make the right decisions? Okay, so every game they talked about Notre Dame getting slammed last night, still getting in, which we all knew. They talk about the Buckeyes. You know, they didn't play many games, but there's a lot of red tape there. They won. Down a lot of players. And right. So there's paragraphs, okay, about each of these teams. Then they get to Cincinnati. And if you guys will read this post, when they get to Cincinnati, it's about two sentences or maybe one. It goes, Cincinnati plays in the AAC. That's pretty much enough said. And then they go on to the next team.
Yeah,
and I'm talking paragraphs about other teams and what they've done in the past and what they're doing now. And then they get to Cincinnati, and Cincinnati gets one sentence. If I believe it may be two, but I think it's one sentence, and it's just they play in the AAC, enough said. Right. And I'm thinking, I just don't – I understand where they're coming from, like you've said, money and – you know, the big names, man. We're Buckeyes. We can't help who we root for or where we were raised, but you know, it's not right. And you even got, like I said, Bleacher Report. I posted it on Bearcat Country. If y'all go check it out, it's pretty devastating to be a Cincinnati Bearcat fan. And even to get that much even disrespect from a analysis point of view from Bleacher Report when everybody else has a paragraph on each. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I had the sound up because Cunningham was just the athletic director for the Bearcats. It was just on ESPN, and I got the sound down, so I don't know what he said. I would love to have heard that. If anybody out there had it on ESPN and could tell me what Cunningham said, that would be great. But Mike wants to know who the special guest is. I guess he means you. Jeremy D. Mike's normal on the show. He knows who you are. I think he's being silly.
Oh, I was going to say, what's up, man? What's up? Come on. You know me.
You know me, man. You know me. You know
me.
Yeah. But I'd like to see what the line is when it comes out for UC versus Georgia. I guarantee you Georgia's going to be favored. And I know I hope Cunningham was on there, and I hope he's banging the drum saying, what else do we have to do? Because the thing is, this year, this is the one year they should not throw the schedule at us of who we've played, because we had Nebraska scheduled to play. We were going to play them, you know, and it didn't happen because of COVID. So the only teams we could play is the ones in our conference. And that's not the Bearcats' fault that the conference is kind of down. And every team we played, even the ones that were ranked when we played them, which was Army was ranked, SMU was ranked, Tulsa was ranked. They might not be ranked after this now. They were ranked, and we beat them. The only one, you know, the other two we beat handily. Tulsa, we won by 3 points. But that's the other thing you have to consider, which they've considered this for other teams. I'm sure they'll consider this for Ohio State as the way they played last night. Well, Ohio State was only down here. They're down 21 players, and they hadn't played in 2.5 weeks or whatever. But the Bearcats, we hadn't played in a freaking month, you know. But they're, hey, we're not going to, you know, you only won by 3 points. We're not going to, you know, well, it's just AAC, you know, whatever, you don't, it's just, and well, so if you look at the top seven schools, which counts Florida now, all of them are Power Five conferences, all of them, you know, all of them. UC is the first one that's not. The rest of them are all in the Power Five. I'm not saying these other schools deserve it, but I mean, BYU, they weren't getting any love either until they went down to Coastal Carolina, and then they lost. But then they dropped them way down. I mean, in Coastal Carolina, you know, now that's the thing is, if Coastal Carolina had played this weekend and they had won bigger than UC did, the way they were, ESPN guys were talking about Coastal Carolina, they might have jumped us. they could have. I mean, that's how unrespected the American and the Bearcats are. Right. I legitimately think that was a possibility. Just the way they were talking about Coastal Carolina and how they're good and blah, 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 blah on the show last Tuesday.
So, you know, I mean, and it's just sad about the committee too, you know, how they forget. We talked about this a little bit last week. You know, if you lose in the beginning of the year, you get moved back. But when the committee starts doing their thing, if you've won every game since then and pretty much handled business, mm-hmm. they forget about that loss. They right. forget about two losses. In your case, they forgot about three losses.
Right. Right. Well, just let everybody know, the live video chat is up. I haven't got it pinned, but it's in the chat. It says Cincinnati Sports Strawberry Ice, and the link is down below. So if you guys want to join via video chat. Now, one thing I said in the earlier broadcast I did today, I don't know if you even knew I was even on, Jeremy, but I did one earlier today. But I kind of said this about Notre Dame. I said the committee has took care of Notre Dame this year because let's just put it this way. Just say Clemson and Notre Dame played each other, and that was Notre Dame's last game of the year, and Clemson still had the ACC championship game to go to. So you got a week. So Notre Dame wouldn't play for a week in a normal season, and say Clemson went out and blew out, say, North Carolina, you know. But the last time the committee saw them, they got blown. Clemson was blowing Notre Dame out. Notre Dame would have been out, I guarantee you, because this year's different for Notre Dame because they're in the ACC. You know,
that's the only difference. That is absolutely, they're an independent team. they allowed them, even with their huge independent contract with NBC and all this, they allowed them to come in for 1 year. They kind of changed the rules.
Yeah.
Which they did for the Buckeyes as well, but I still think it's ridiculous. But anyway, we'll get into that tomorrow. But they changed the rules for Notre Dame, allowed them in the – if it wasn't for that, you're exactly right. They would have been gone. But I mean, by halftime, the committee would have made their mind up last night. But now they're in the ACC right now, so it's different.
Right. I'm not sure what I put this one up. Chase said, sorry, sir, not happening. I don't know if you're talking to me or you're talking to somebody in the chat, and I'm not sure what you're talking about. That's not happening. So if you could clarify, I would greatly appreciate it. Oh, I commented because our Bearcats and what they were able to do, and I don't think they were snubbed. You don't think they were snubbed? They haven't lost a freaking game yet.
He does. We're able to do it.
I do think. Sorry. My bad, Chase. My bad. Right.
That's why he's got his second man here with him. Okay,
yeah,
guys.
What
would he do without me?
I would have got an argument with Chase, and then we've been arguing.
Somebody else.
I would have fight with him. I would have fight with someone else. Chase, like, I'm agreeing with you. I'm like, oh, okay. My bad. All right. Chase says this. Anyway, Chase, I don't remember you ever commenting. I see you're a subscriber, so that's awesome. Yeah. At least you're on YouTube. So I hope you are a subscriber. I'll put it that way. Please subscribe to my show, Sports Strawberry Ice. Let's see. But I think Georgia is a better team, is the better team in the matchup. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. To be honest, I have not watched Georgia. But they are going to get everybody's going to say Georgia. Everybody's going to pick Georgia. Yeah. I mean, anybody who thinks that they're not, that's, you know.
SEC, silly. Man.
Yeah, it's SEC. Yeah. So, oh, Chase, you're a Georgia fan. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, yeah. I mean, my Lord, at least you ain't playing Florida after the way they played Alabama last night. Yeah. So, you know, I think you got a chance.
By the way, appreciate you, Chase. Thanks for the comment. I work really hard and try to get this content out there. And Jay Donald, I put the link down below again. If you're trying to get on, try that. I mean, that should work. That's the same link that I usually do, but I mean, that's the same. It's the same link every time. And for some reason, sometimes people have a hard time getting on. And I don't know why, but hopefully it works. And you guys can jump on. If not, you can just keep commenting here, but get back to Chase. But yeah, I think it's going to be a good game. At least I'm hoping it's a good game. The thing that scares me about this is going back to last time the Bearcats played in a big bowl game was the Orange Bowl. That was the first time we've ever been in anything that big. And Brian Kelly was the coach. And we almost got blown out, but we did lose. I mean, we were in the game, but then Virginia Tech did pull ahead of us. So, that's why I was really excited. The next year, I would love to see what happened. We went to Sugar Bowl. If Brian Kelly would have been our coach then, you know, he left, and that made a big difference. I think, not saying we would have beat Florida. I have no idea, but I don't think we would have got blown out because it's the second year. All these guys, I was a senior laden team. These guys were ready to play. They knew what it was. Now, the thing that scares me about this is these guys, last year we were in the Alabama, the Birmingham Bowl, which, yeah, lightning strike. They delayed the game for 2 hours. Boston College didn't even want to play in the game. Barely anybody was there. I mean, it really, compared to what the Peach Bowl normally is, I don't know, with COVID and everything, the festivities might not be as big. So I'm hoping that the guys are ready to play and it's not too big for them. The Fiesta Bowl was almost too big for them at the time because they'd never done it before. If they followed it up, the Sugar Bowl, and Kelly was there, it might have been a different story. I'm just hoping that the guys are ready to play is what I'm hoping.
Yep, I'm looking for a good game. I see Cincinnati playing solid. I thought they'd play a little better than they did last night, but you're always going to have a game or two.
Well, was it rainy? I mean, we lost the ball. It was rainy. Those are excuses. You shouldn't have lost the ball. They shouldn't fumble, but that's what happened.
But you pulled out the win.
They played a month. Yeah.
Yep. And you won.
Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is we won. Chase goes, I really do think that the Bearcats would beat Notre Dame and hang with OSU. I don't know. OSU, Look, Ohio State hasn't played their best game yet. I mean, they haven't. They played six, this one. They got to look at. They've only played six games now.
They haven't had our team yet.
they haven't had everybody at except for like I think the first game you had everybody there.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have everybody going into this bowl game. You're not. There's no way. You got too many guys out, and there's only 17 days. And if you do get them back, they're going to practice like one day and then play.
Yeah.
And the thing is, with them only playing six games, normally you're what at the midway point of your season, you're still working on stuff to get better. Ohio State doesn't have that. You know, they don't have the games under their belt that Clemson does. You know, now that's Big Ten's fault, not Ohio State's fault, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is. So
if Ohio State can ever, like, I don't always agree with what Herb Street says, but he said you haven't seen Ohio State's best game yet, which I agree, you haven't. And I don't know if we're going to see it this next time either. Because
I don't know.
I got a bad feeling for Ohio State. But bringing that back to if UC could beat Ohio State, I lean toward probably maybe not. But any given Saturday, you can. But that's the reason you want to play the games. You want to find out because you get tired of all the Bearcat fan. I get tired of all you lose to this team, all you lose to that team. I like to play it to find out. That's the whole reason we have this college football game is to play college football games, not to go, you know what? You guys don't even need to play. You lose. You don't know that for sure.
I wish we would have played this year. I mean, we played last year. We should have played. I wouldn't be mad if we put you on our schedule every year, you know, see what happens. Last year happened better for us. You never know with this year. I mean, with COVID and all this going on, 23 guys out, 21 guys out. You never know what could happen, like you said. And I'm not going to sit here and say I can guarantee you that we would smoke them, you know, smoke Cincinnati down the road. As a Buckeye fan, I think we could handle them pretty handily. But,
yeah,
it'd be a hell of a game. I mean, I'd like to see the game.
I like to see the game. And the thing is, people have said, like, we did have a contract with Ohio State. We had to go there every time. They wouldn't come here. They bought us out of that. They won't come down to Cincinnati and play us, but we got to go there, which they won't. They bought us out of it. That's a fact. They bought us out of it.
Smirk.
You can laugh all you want. That is a fact. They bought us out of that contract, so they don't have to come down here and play. They made it so we have to go there and play. So we went the last couple of years, and we've gotten blown out. The thing is now, Luke's getting the team to a point where we have better recruits, and we're getting his system in, and we're getting better guys, and we have a more senior-laden team. So I think I still – UC might have lost to Ohio State this year. I still think it would have been a better game this year than it would have been that last year. Now, Chase has got something about the COVID protocol, which you were talking about earlier. I don't know if you read it. Says, did you see all the Big Ten changes for their COVID protocol so OSU would have more players?
Yeah. Bro, first of all, well, we'll get into – this is about a Bearcat discussion, but – we'll get into that kind of stuff tomorrow. But make sure you show up tomorrow because we will be talking about it. But, yeah, I will. I'll comment back. You know, they knocked off 4 days. That's not helping us at all.
A little bit.
They allowed us – not at – yeah, I mean,
little. Very little.
Barely. We're still going to be limping into Texas or to play Clemson. The Big Ten didn't really change anything to me. They went from 21 games, which was outrageous, which was way more, almost 2 weeks more than some schools, which was dumb in the beginning. They should have never done it. They held us back. The Buckeyes practiced 72 times against their own selves to play six games this year. I mean, the Big Ten has not done the Buckeyes any favors. Everybody thinks that, but it's not.
Well,
going from 21 to 17.
The Big Ten hadn't done any favors. The college football playoffs have, and the committee has. The Big Ten hasn't, but the college football committee They have. They've helped you out because they're letting you in with only six games.
Yeah, but I think, like they all said, and I think every Buckeye fan would agree, I think we are one of the top four teams when we have another team.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm not disagreeing with that. But you do – Ohio State has the least amount of games played out of the four teams.
Yeah, you know, and that's Big Ten. You know, it's just nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, Chase says true. The SEC was 10 days.
Exactly. You know, so 17 days.
Well, it's to me, it's that whole thing is the Big Ten is still trying to justify their actions for not wanting. They didn't want to play till like now. This is about when they wanted to start playing.
Yeah,
which stupid. Dumb, because that is the worst time for cold and flu season, which is right now, which we still get colds and flus, right? Not everything's COVID, right? I think we still get regular cold, I think.
Yeah, I think it's still out there somewhere. Yeah.
I think. So that didn't make any sense to me at all, is why would you move it when it's farther, you know, in the wintertime? Anything, you probably should have started it sooner, you know, like started it in September, late August, or start the college football season sooner to get out of this, you know?
Exactly. Kevin Warren completely screwed this up. Horrible. About as bad. Worse than it. I love the Big Ten. I love the Buckeyes. Buckeyes have nothing to do with it. Kevin Warren, he's the commissioner. He's the one that makes the decisions. And I'll tell you right now, I think he is one of the worst in the entire college football program out of any school. January.
That's what I keep saying. That's why they're doing all this COVID stuff, everything. I think to justify what he did at the beginning of the year. So he said, well, okay, it's still bad. Well, we still got to do something asinine to freaking justify what we did before.
Exactly. <You know? laughs> That's exactly right. And we missed three games. Maryland, we would have stomped Maryland. Illinois, stomped Illinois. Michigan was practicing the next day after they canceled the game.
They had their weight room open, I think, that Thursday or that Saturday. Yeah. The weight room was open, but they couldn't play the game. Like, come on. They
really didn't want to play the Bulldogs. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Come on. So let's be real.
But we'll get into all that kind of stuff tomorrow and have fun with it. But anyway, dude, I will let you do your Bearcat thing, man, and jump off here. Just wanted to. All right, brother. Throw my opinion out there, and I will see the Iceman and you guys tomorrow night.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Later.
Late. All right. So it's just me now. Chase says he might be the worst ever. Meaning, the Big Ten commissioner. He's that whole thing's just been one big dumpster fire. And Tony, you got. Let's see here. You said Cincinnati in over Notre Dame. Ohio State is cool. Yeah, I mean, there was no chance. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be a realist here. There was no chance Cincinnati was getting in to the four. There weren't. I mean, they made that abundantly clear. The closest we got, put it this way. If you guys remember, when the college football playoff committee selection show started, the first one, UC was sixth. They were sixth. They were on the first page. You know, they do the top six, and all right, these are the top six. UC has not lost a game yet. Haven't lost a game. And all they did was drop. This is the first time we moved up, and we moved up to eight. Or seven, whatever it is. Eight, I think it is. I'm like, you start out at six. You don't lose any games, but you drop. I mean, Oklahoma, they got two losses. Florida, they got three losses now. They're above us. It's all because of the Power Five conferences. Everybody in the top seven, Power Five. Doesn't matter. They can have five losses. And they think they're going to make more money with those guys in these bowl games. They're going to put them in there. You know, the only reason UC's in the Peach Bowl because they made a rule that one team, the highest group of five schools, non-Power Five school, however you want to put it, the highest ranking one, only thing you get a New Year's Eve six bowl. That's it. That's all you're ever getting. And that's what they say. Those are the rules. You are only getting one New Year's Eve bowl game. That's it. That's all you get. Everything else goes to the Power Five. Everything. That's the way it is. So even if UC goes, say they beat Georgia, they go undefeated next year, they beat Notre Dame, they beat Indiana, all they're going to get is the same thing they got this year. I almost guarantee it. You know? It's ridiculous. It's Bearcats is the best team in Ohio. I think they are the best team in Ohio. Let's see here. I think they're making UC prove something against Georgia. Maybe. The thing is, people hated the BCS. The BCS, we at least had a chance in that. Let's see here. The last year, 2009, UC went and they beat Pittsburgh. I think we were, if I get this right, we were third, I'm pretty sure. Third or fourth. I think it was. Anyway, Nebraska, because I remember I was riding back on the bus from Pittsburgh because I went to the game. And we stopped in at Applebee's. Me and my dad are sitting there eating and watching Nebraska versus Texas. And Ndamukong Suh was destroying Texas. They had hurt Colt McCoy, sent him out of the game. And I'm sitting there going, if Nebraska beats Texas, then how do they keep us out? Which I still to this day believe that if Nebraska had beaten Texas, they would have had to put us in because we were three. They would have had to put us in. Now, the way they do it now, it's by a committee so they can control it. And if you look, what I love Danny Cannell. You guys should follow. If you're not following Danny Cannell, you should follow him. He posted a picture of the committee watching the games. Nobody's got a clicker rewinding games. No, they don't have their individual TVs. Nobody's taking notes. Nobody's doing nothing. They're sitting there with their mask on, chilling out, relaxing, watching a TV screen, just like you and me do. Now, if you're film studying, you know, like football players do, and you're actually trying to watch the game and figure out who did what on each play and what team is actually better, what they do good at, you actually do film study. You don't just watch the game. How are they basing their the eye test? What's the eye test? It just means, oh crap, well, you know, we can't let UC in. I mean, they're an American. I mean, come on. It's the way they do it is ridiculous. I had no problem with the BCS. I just think they should have expanded it more instead of just two teams, make it four, which is what now. Now I think they need to make it six. Bungle Fever, it's time to expand the college football playoffs. Yeah, that's what I just said. I think they need to expand it. But the thing is, they need to get it back to closer to what the BCS was, where or a mixture of the BCS plus the committee. They got to do something. As the BCS was all just pretty much all computerized. They would take the AP poll and the coaches poll and put it all in, spit it out, and this is the way it was. It was a little bit more legit. Now it's just these people's opinion. And most of them work for Power Five schools. So it's kind of hard. How are they going to go, oh, we're going to take Florida out because they got two losses. We're going to put UC in. But the SEC guy goes, wait. No, you're not. Wait, you can't take another SEC school out for an American athletic conference team. I mean, come on. It's the American. Like, what are you talking about? You can't do that. That's the way I think it works. I really do. I mean, because like the guy who's the head of the committee basically said, we haven't watched UC in a month. Well, they played nine games before that. Rewind them. Go back. Watch the games. Like, that's what's stupid. If they hadn't played in a month, they should have went back and watched some of the games. Again, they didn't. If they watched them at the beginning of the year, that's fine. But to make a decision on how good UC is, you got to watch the last game they played before you drop them. You know, that's the way it should be. You know, you can't go, oh, well, they haven't played in a month. So, you know, they're out of sight, out of mind. That's not the way a committee should work. That's in charge of picking the best college football teams. You can't drop one because you haven't seen them. And because they haven't played, it's not their fault. They haven't played. It wasn't their fault the reason they didn't play. You know, it's COVID. And there's been lots of teams like that. So the that's like that's all I tell you is expand the playoff to 8 or we riot. No, it's not riot. That's just funny. But like I said, even if the thing is though, even if they expand it, they got to change the committee. You can't have the same committee pick the 8. If they pick the 8, they'll pick 8 from the Power 5 conferences. They won't pick UC. They won't. The rules they have is if you're in a group of 5 school, you get one shot at one bowl game at New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. That's it. That's all you get. That's the rules. That I mean, you don't want to look at it that way, but that's more apparent now than it will ever has been. You know, where that's what they're going to give us. They're not giving us anything else. Just that. You get the New Year's 6 bowl game. We get one. One of them. That goes for BYU. That goes for Coastal Carolina. That goes for Cincinnati. All three of them, I think, are deserving of being in one of these. You know, but I know there's only 6. But Florida's in. Florida's got 2 losses. Coastal Carolina's got one. One loss. I think BYU's got one loss. Why aren't they in there? Why is Florida in there? Why is Texas A&M in there? Why? Why not consider these other guys? Let's see, your Facebook user. I would drop them after last night's performance. I don't know what team you're talking about or your name. So clarify with what team you're talking about that you would drop. And if you could go to my YouTube channel, Sports with Strawberry Ice, and click on it and subscribe and comment there, your name will pop up and I'll know who you are and hopefully what you're talking about. So please explain your comment. But that's the thing, though, going into next year, I don't even know if it's going to – UC could go undefeated. They could beat Georgia. It still might keep them out. And that's where college football has completely changed. In the BCS, every game did matter. Every game mattered. You had to be undefeated. You had to go undefeated to give – there's only 2 teams they let in. You had to go undefeated to have a shot at this, you know. Now, we got 4 teams. You got 2 losses. We'll put you in. You got a loss. We'll put you in. Yeah, whatever. College basketball now, I think the regular season is more legit than college football is now. I know it's 68 teams and everything, but you got to win your conference championship to get an automatic bid. You got to win games and be in the top 25 to get a shot. The at-larges are hard. I mean, I know there's 68 teams, but I think that makes their seasons for the majority of the schools more important than college football. Because unless you are in the Power 5 school conferences, the rest of them don't matter. It doesn't matter. So that's why I keep saying that NCAA basketball, those seasons and those teams are more legit than college football. Man, Luke Fickle's on. I can't hear what he's saying. I got on mute. Anyway, all right. I've been on for about 44 minutes. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed my little rant here. I know it's the second time I've been on today, but they put UC at 7. I had to say something. But join us tomorrow. Me and Jeremy. Mike might be on. I'm not sure. Previewing the Bengals-Squealers game, which ain't going to be much of a game. But make sure you guys follow me on all my social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all under Sports Strawberry Ice. Please subscribe to the channel. I'm at 762. Trying to get to 1,000 as fast as I can. And, okay, there's one more. Let's see here. Okay, Facebook, you are clarifying. Meaning they did not separate themselves from any others, meaning – believe it or not, you need to blow people out and be recognized or be considered to be a power. Yeah. Unless you're in the Power 5 conferences. Right. UC had to blow them out. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. But to be, they should have been at least six or, yes, six, I think. No, they didn't blow them out. They hadn't played in a month. So, yeah, I agree with you. But even if they blew the blown toss out, they still wouldn't have got in. And I'm not even complaining about being in the Final Four. I didn't think we were getting in anyway. I'm complaining about being seven. We should be sixth, in my opinion. But like I said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they do. I mean, they could have blown them out, and I still think they would have kept them right where they're at. Money. That's why. So whoever you are, I enjoy the conversation. Join me tomorrow. We can talk more about it. And like I said, go to the YouTube channel, Sports Strawberries, please, and subscribe. I'd greatly appreciate it and make your comments known there. Other than that, I will see you guys tomorrow, 5:30, unless the Bengals fire Zach Taylor, and I will be going live as fast as I can. Other than that, I'll see you guys tomorrow at 5:30, and that's just sports, baby. See ya!